What is Satanism?
Satanism is the world's first carnal religion. Carnal religion. Carnal, carnal, carnal religion. Satanism is thrown at Christianity altogether. Thrown at Christianity altogether. And we see them as being irrelevant, irrelevant, irrelevant. We see them as being irrelevant to mankind.
Satanism has grown to a point now where it's an established religion more and more. People are going through their lives as Satanists. People are going through their lives as Satanists. The population as a whole are beginning to understand that it's not some adolescent fad.
We're talking about your kids out of the public school system. What was their initial reaction?
The minute it was done, the relationships within the family got so much stronger that we wondered why we hadn't done it in the first place. The child in question would have said, now my focus is on learning and my family, not what I'm going to wear, not who I'm going to impress. And we were, in fact, people commented on it all the time that we were the most closely knit family anyone had ever seen.
What, in your opinion, would be the best way to go about recognizing pseudo-Satanism?
They should write down the following words. The Satanic Bible. When we have people who are so distorting what Satanism is about that they do not, that they move it into a deification, they move it into a form of Judeo-Islamic Christianity where you are worshiping some kind of an external deity. Which has all power and all of this. This can really work against any person who wants to develop strength within.
Why dabble in the dark side when you can dive right in?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
It's Satanism Today. Here's David Harris.
Is it? Is it really? Satanism Today here, people. Thank you all for listening. I am David Harris. Give the show a call if you feel like calling the show. 631-458-0592. Or you can Skype us. The Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. And, of course, if you're out there listening live, you can join us in the Satanism Today chat room. Links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net. And I want to thank, first of all of the well-wishers who sent me emails last week's show. I canned last week's show. Was having a... You know, many of you know, there's no secret. I think I've talked about this a couple of times on the show. When I was 21, I was a fat bastard. And I suffered a heart attack. Yesterday, you know, last week, first time in probably about 3-4 years, I was having a few chest pains. So decided to take it easy and relax. And took the week off. I want to thank everybody for all the well wishes and whatnot. Thank you very much. So, how's everybody doing out there tonight? Hope you're all in the mood to interact, because I don't know, I'm feeling frisky. Let's start with a light-hearted little story that I just came across last minute. Another good, fine example of that wonderful, wonderful Christian love that's out there. This comes from getreading.co.uk. Now, imagine if you will. You're a 9-year-old little girl. Maybe you're a scout, or maybe you're just a kind-hearted Christian type. And you wanted to go out and collect money, clothes, canned goods, what have you, for your favorite charity. How would you expect that charity to reward your kindness? Maybe a thank you. Maybe a T-shirt. You know, whatever. Whatever charities do to thank their patrons. Now this charity thought it would be a great idea to have these girls arrested. That's right. 3 9-year-old Southcote girls who collected clothes and cash for a charity shop were astonished when a charity manager reported their efforts to the police. The father of one of the girls called the Evening Post to express his anger at the heavy-handed response. The 31-year-old, who asked to not be named to protect the youngsters, said, quote, "The girls made their own little flyers and delivered them amongst the Southcote Lane, and then they collected clothes and some cash. They took the money, about £12, to the Christian Community Action Shop in Coronation Square. They did the whole thing themselves. I didn't even know they were doing it." The father continued, "The next I heard was that a manager from the charity shop had gone to see my partner, who works in the Coronation Square, to tell her that he had reported my daughter and her friends to the police." If the girls had been older, you might have questioned what they were up to, but they were innocently doing something they thought was good. They were collecting for charity, and the only reason the shop knew about it was because they handed all the money and clothes over. If the shop was so worried about it, they shouldn't have taken it. They should have told them to give it back. I can't believe they thought reporting a bunch of little girls to the police was the right thing to do. It is very heavy-handed. Which rung in the chat room? This certainly goes under the header of "No good deed goes unpunished." Certainly does not. This just goes to show, folks, don't do charity work. It's pointless. And now, if you're in England, it can get you arrested. So don't do charity. That's a tip from your Uncle Dave. However, he did concede that if his daughter had told him what she planned to do, he would have told her not to do it, mainly for her own safety. Steve Cantwell, operations manager for the charity, said, quote, "Collecting from door to door like this is not something we would authorize or encourage. I did not realize the girls were as young as 9, but even so, I still would have reported the matter to the police because I believe it is something the neighborhood officer should know is going on." They're collecting money and clothing for your charity, you dumb shit. Are you going to report them to the police? God, this is the problem with England. Everything is just completely gone to the dogs. First, Islam makes some inroads, and now, you know, children are being arrested for giving and collecting for charities. It's absolutely asinine. Quote, "We heard of another incident where girls of 14 were going around collecting cash for charity in a bucket." Okay. And what of it? Did these girls steal his money? Did they go out and buy a bunch of booze, a male prostitute? What did they do? It doesn't say. You just heard about a bunch of girls collecting money for charity. Ooh. Shop manager Margaret Bishop said she had not made the report to the police, but fully supported her operation manager's decision to do so. She added, quote, "This is something that we don't do and didn't know anything about. Quote, I think it's something the police ought to know about. After all, it's illegal." It's illegal to collect for a charity? I didn't realize this. Since when is it illegal to collect for a charity? I mean, granted, I don't live in England. Perhaps some of the English listeners, and maybe in the chat room, can steer me in the right direction. Are there laws on the books in England that dictate that you cannot go door-to-door collecting for charities? I don't know. I'm sure there's at least one Englishman in the chat room somewhere. Reading Borough Council spokesman Oscar Mortali said, quote, "A registered charity who wants to carry out door knocking to collect donations would have to apply to the RBC for a collection permit." And, quote, "A member of the public wanting to carry out door-to-door collections can do so without a permit unless they're claiming to collect on behalf of a registered charity, in which case they need a permit." All right, well, there's the answer right there. So if they've got a permit, fantastic. If you don't have a permit, go fuck yourself. 9-year-olds go to jail. I don't know. Would you report a 9-year-old collecting charity for charity to the police? I'm all for law and order. You know, I'm the first person to drop a dime on a neighbor that who's actively breaking the law. I'm a big rat. These fucking 9-year-old kids. 9-year-old kids gave the money to the charity. Gave the money to the charity. And this guy felt the need to report this to the police. He should have told the girl. He should have told them, take the money back. We don't want to accept money this way. And that should have been the end of it. But this guy felt the need to prosecute a 9-year-old. He feels like a big man. You know what? Like I said, I'm all for law and order. I fully support, you know, people, you know, things like Neighborhood Watch, you know, being on the lookout for suspicious activity. A 9-year-old collecting cans is not suspicious activity. Is, yeah. I don't know. I'm seeing Patrick Bateman references in the chat room because Christian Bale got arrested today. These girls would go to the door and ask the people as they were getting cans, do you like Huey Lewis? Do you like my business card? It's bone. We're collecting cans so we can get a good table tonight at Dorsia. Sorry. I'll stop now. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about custody battle going on out in Chicago with a gentleman who is a Satanist, a practicing Satanist. I'm not sure if he's a member of the Church of Satan or not, but you know, certainly, like we've said, no requirement to call yourself a Satanist. And currently engaged in a custody battle to obtain custody of his children. And we'll also talk about kvetching women on The View, talking about the N-word again, because free speech is, you know, my pet peeve. We'll have all that and more when we come back. Stick around. You are listening to Satanism Today.
At Necrolites, we create handcrafted candles specifically for those who resonate with the dark side and prefer a more traditional and less mainstream aesthetic. We offer both beeswax and soy candles, and we use only all cotton, lead-free wicks that are designed to burn cleaner in natural waxes. We provide candles for ritual and ceremonial purposes, as well as for home decor. Enjoy such breathtaking scents as white sage, dragon's blood, necrosis, and Egyptian tomb. Now available from Necrolites. Get a soy pillar candle and 4 votives for only $18.50. You can also get 3 beeswax ritual pillar candles for only $28.50. Enjoy your candles today at www.necrolites.com. That's necrolites.com. Necrolites candles, dark art for the dark arts. www.necrolites.com. www.necrolites.com.
Radio Free Satan.
The most diabolical name in internet radio is back. Radio Free Satan. Just log on to www.radiofreesatan.com and indulge in the sinister sounds of programs like The Devil's Mischief featuring Reverend Bill M., Deep Six with DJ Nuris featuring the latest independent artists, The Dark Arts with DJ Evergreen playing your classical favorites from centuries past, Metal Invaders with Warlock Sonny Bellavance, Velvet Darkness with DJ Dracul, spinning your goth and industrial favorites. Revel in the dark ambient wonder of Chaos Sedated with Heathen Panzer. Venture into the morgue with The Monster, playing the blackest black and death metal. Step into the Pleasure Dome with J Nothing, playing all your metal favorites. And of course, Outsight Radio Hours with Tom Schulte. Log on now to www.radiofreesatan.com. www.radiofreesatan.com. Available now from the House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of layers. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were a...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard a thousand times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
It's cynical.
I'm a little more than that.
Sophisticated.
Vanity is definitely my favorite sin.
And satanic.
Let me give you a little inside information about God.
It's Satanism Today. And here's your host, David Harris.
I like the way you talk.
Nothing. Satanism Today. 631-458-0592. Or the Skype ID. If you want to Skype us, if you got Skype on the computer, the ID is Satanism Today Radio. And if you're out there listening live, you can join us in the Satanism Today chat room. We got a gigantic crew in the chat room, and I see 1, 2, 3 people on the actual feed. Conserve my bandwidth and get in the chat room. Links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net. And the question of the day, of course, is, did you know that Whitney Houston's debut album, aptly titled Whitney Houston, had 4 number one singles? Enough about the American Psycho! All right. All right, so this has been a topic. It's been in the news in Chicago for a little while, so I figure we should talk about it. It's, of course, a gentleman by the name of, I believe his name is Jamie Meyer. Been in court because he's, attempting to get custody of his children, and of course he is a practicing Satanist. According to the article in the Chicago Tribune, he is, in fact, a member of the Church of Satan. Again, cannot confirm or deny it myself. Now, granted, we only have to go on what's been put out into the media. So take everything I'm about to tell you with a grain of salt, because we all know how wonderful the media is at fucking things up with Satanism and not getting it right. They never do. They misquote people, take people out of context. But again, all we have to go on is what we see here. So taking this at face value, again, you know, take it with a ton of salt. I'm going to sort of share with you my opinions on this subject as we go through the article. From the Chicago Tribune. Rochester, Indiana. Don't know why Chicago Tribune is covering it, but all right. The T in Satan's Name inked on Jamie Meyer's left leg is drawn to look like an upside-down cross. The crucifix suspended above his bed hangs upside down, too. Meyer's ex-wives say he also has turned their children's lives upside down since he joined the Church of Satan, an organization that eschews spirituality and celebrates man's selfish desires. One of Myers' ex-wives is citing his religious affiliation as the main reason an Indiana judge should restrict his visitation time to allow his three youngest daughters to attend Christian church. A Fulton County judge could decide the case Wednesday. This, of course, was a couple weeks ago, so we don't know what's happened since then. Quote, "My children are my legacy," said Meyer, age 30, a factory worker. "It is because of them that I am still here today. I will always fight for my rights as a father." Across the nation, child custody disputes involving religion are on the rise as the frequency of interfaith marriages and religious conversions increases and fathers are becoming more active in their kids' upbringing. Judges risk crossing the line between church and state, experts say, if they try to choose the religion in which a child should be raised. I certainly agree with that. Certainly, religion should play no part. No part at all. In deciding who gets custody of a child. Unless the religion mandates that you are engaged in behavior that is physically damaging. That's just my opinion. I don't see how Satanism is in any way physically damaging, so I don't think it applies to Satanism. However, if you're required to handle poisonous snakes as part of your religion, yeah, I would call that physically damaging or potentially physically damaging. Quote, "People continue to bring it up even though the judge tells them they won't consider a belief system," said Ronald Nelson, chairman of the American Bar Association's custody committee. "Judges are people. They are swayed by their emotions and biases just like everyone else. What better bias than religion? It's a visceral thing." Indeed. You know, that's another reason why religion should very rarely be brought up in custody hearings. If ever. Because you have people who have their own preconceived notions, their own preconceived prejudices, their own desire to make a moral statement on the world at large and make a moral judgment on you as an individual should they not agree with what it is you're doing. Quite frankly, those people are absurd, stupid, and should not be allowed to practice law or legislate on the bench. Experts said the burden is on the ex-wife to show that the religion was harmful to the children. Gaetano Ferro, immediate past president of the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers, said the U.S. Constitution prevents judges from showing a religious preference, but the burden of proof might be on Meyer to prove the Church of Satan is an authentic faith. Quote, "If Satanism is treated as religion, that's strike one for her case," said Ferro. Indeed, the Internal Revenue Service defines the Church of Satan as a religion. Furthermore, that's how it defines itself. So, because the Internal Revenue Service defines us as a religion, that makes us a religion? If any legal standard should be followed to designate what is and isn't a religion, I would guess, and again, this is just my opinion, if, let's say, the United States Army had some guidelines for how to perform a satanic ceremony, as per the beliefs, tenets, and practices of the Church of Satan, I wonder, does that exist? Oh yeah, that's right. It does. Satanism is the world's first carnal religion, said Peter Gilmore, high priest of the Manhattan-based organization founded 4 decades ago. Satanists are thus atheists, not devil worshippers, and we see Satan as a symbol of pride, liberty, and individualism, not a deity. Meyer embraced the Church of Satan when an ex-girlfriend introduced him to the Satanic Bible shortly after his second divorce about 2 years ago. The book, written by Church of Satan's founder, Anton LaVey, spoke to Meyer more than any scripture ever had. It proclaimed no God, no heaven, and no hell. It said Satanism had nothing to do with the devil. Quote, "We take it on as a name because Satan means adversary or opposite," Meyer said. "We are the opposite of spiritual religions." Well, at least he got that right. The mother of Meyer's 3 youngest children, Christy Meyer, said her ex-husband's public expression of satanic beliefs subjects the children to embarrassment. Her lawyer, Pat Roberts, defended his client's right to shape the religious upbringing of their children. He also said Meyer owes back child support. All right. Back child support aside for a minute. This can be looked at several ways. Now, of course, I support anyone's desire to scream their affiliation from the rooftops. But, of course, you all know how I feel about that. You're free to do it, but be wary of the consequences. Be very wary of the consequences. You might just have to go through something like a custody battle should you decide to, you know, publicly proclaim your affiliation and, you know, scream it, shout it, get yourself all tattooed up with, you know, devilish symbols. You're going to eat some shit for it. It's going to happen. And it boggles my mind that some people, even in their late 20s, especially in their late 20s, early 30s, that don't get that. I mean, if you're prepared to deal with the consequences, and then great, then do it up. One need look no further than Magister Rex Church to see that you completely modify your body in a completely devilish manner and still be a success in this world. It certainly is possible if you have the drive, the will, and the ambition. But again, if it's not necessary to you, if it's not a necessary component in your life to scream your affiliation from the rooftops, to make yourself an outcast, why do it? Why cut off your nose to spite your face? Again, remember, a great deal of lesser magic has to deal with the fact that we are able to affect change from within. Within the system. Within ourselves. El Cabron in the chat room says it's counterproductive pride. You got it. You hit the nail on the head, my brother. Roberts wants the judge to order Meyer to drop off the children at his ex-wife's Christian church so they can attend with her. quote, frankly, it can be emotionally damaging or confusing to the children when they are faced with these two different forms of worship, Roberts said. Allowing them to go to church for a couple of hours on a Sunday morning is not unreasonable. Okay, now, I'm very much against the notion that this woman feels she can take her kids to church. I'm also against the notion that Mr. Meyer is of the opinion that he can preach Satanism to his children. I don't think either one of them is right. Quite frankly, children need to live without religion. Children need to find their own religion. As they get older, they gain intelligence, they gain world wisdom. They can examine the faiths and the beliefs and the philosophies of the world and pick one that works for them. Having religion, any religion, Satanism included, shoved down your throat will only serve to emotionally and mentally damage your child. The fact that both of these people feel the need to do so means that their parent, to me, shows that their parenting skills are a bit lacking. Jimmy Myers' first wife, Misty Hoff, said he has already alienated his oldest daughter by calling her a hypocrite for her Christian beliefs. She considers his encounter with the Church of Satan nothing but a phase. All right, now, again, remember at the beginning of this story I said, you know, we take everything with a grain of salt here, or a pound, or a ton of salt, because this is the mainstream media. However, basing this, taking into account the fact that that statement is correct, that Mr. Meyer has in fact chastised his oldest daughter for being a Christian, speaks volumes and volumes about Mr. Meyer's character. If there is no reason to chastise your daughter, your child, the being that you brought into this world, for having different beliefs than you. You can certainly feel that way. Absolutely nothing wrong with feeling that way. But where does it... How is it productive? How is it productive? How is it an intelligent decision to berate your child for having a different belief structure? If this is true, and again, I don't know if it is. Don't know if it is. If it's true, it's disgusting. It's quite disgusting. Don't get me wrong. If I had a kid, and that kid wanted to, you know, become a Catholic priest, if that's really what they wanted, I'd be disappointed, but that's what it is they want. Go do what you want to do. Not hurting me any. Just like Mr. Meyer's oldest daughter isn't hurting him any by being a Christian. He may not like it. He's just got to live with it. If he chooses to ostracize his daughter for her beliefs, then that makes him a bad parent. And maybe he shouldn't get his kids. But again, who knows if the statement is true? It's coming from the mainstream media. No idea. Quote, "This character is right now one of many that he has done," she said, referring to Myers' first wife. "Whether he believes in this or not, that's between him and God." No. Mr. Meyer, if you're genuine in your desire to obtain your children, your parental rights, and you truly do consider yourself a Satanist, I wish you the best. Whatever the best may be. And all I ask is that you think before you make a step. Think about what consequences your actions have. Not just in your own life, because you chose to bang without a bag, and now you have children. So now, you're not just responsible for those, for your own life. You are responsible for those children. And your actions have consequences. Not just in your own life, but in theirs as well. 631-458-0592. If you feel like calling and talking about this, don't call until after we come back from break. We will have more when we return. Stay tuned. You're listening to Satanism Today.
At Necrolites, we create handcrafted candles specifically for those who resonate with the dark side and prefer a more traditional and less mainstream aesthetic. We offer both beeswax and soy candles, and we use only all cotton, lead-free wicks that are designed to burn cleaner in natural waxes. We provide candles for ritual and ceremonial purposes, as well as for home decor. Enjoy such breathtaking scents as white sage, dragon's blood, necrosis, and Egyptian tomb. Now available from Necrolites. Get a soy pillar candle and four votives for only $18.50. You can also get three beeswax ritual pillar candles for only $28.50. Enjoy your candles today at www.necrolites.com. That's necrolites.com. Necrolites candles, dark art for the dark arts. www.necrolites.com. www.necrolites.com.
Radio Free Satan.
The most diabolical name in internet radio is back. Radio Free Satan. Just log on to www.radiofreesatan.com and indulge in the sinister sounds of programs like The Devil's Mischief featuring Reverend Bill M., Deep Six with DJ Nuris featuring the latest independent artists, The Dark Arts with DJ Evergreen playing your classical favorites from centuries past, Metal Invaders with Warlock Sonny Bellavance, Velvet Darkness with DJ Dracul, spinning your goth and industrial favorites. Revel in the dark ambient wonder of Chaos Sedated with Heathen Panzer. Venture into the morgue with The Monster, playing the blackest black and death metal. Step into the Pleasure Dome with J Nothing, playing all your metal favorites. And of course, Outsite Radio Hours with Tom Schulte. Log on now to www.radiofreesatan.com. www.radiofreesatan.com. Available now from the House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin that will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the god religions, and more. all brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the devil's mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard 1,000 times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief, carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Barack Obama has resigned his membership from First Trinity Church in Chicago after now a second inflammatory preacher has come out and made some ridiculously dumb comments.
And unless you are ready to give up the benefits, throw away your 401 fund, throw away your trust fund.
The black man can't get a 401k plan, apparently. I wasn't aware. You guys aren't allowed to have 401ks. That's,
you know,
that's
what they say,
issue.
Right? You know what they say. Once you go black, can't get credit.
Can't get credit. Or a 401k. I didn't know that it had anything to do with slavery. But apparently, I thought white people freed the slaves. I didn't know that we were responsible for them not having 401ks. I didn't know.
To all our black listeners, reparations will be paid by one Miss Heather Height.
Oh, fuck that.
Out of her checking account.
Hate Speech Radio. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CringeHumorRadio.com.
Warning, the contents of this show actually make sense.
Often raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. Very, very.
It's Satanism Today. Here's your host, David Harris.
631-458-0592 is the phone number. If you want to call the show, this is Satanism Today. I am David Harris. Or you can Skype us. If you've got Skype on your computer, the ID is Satanism Today Radio. And, of course, if you're out there listening live on Tuesday, the 22nd? 22nd of July. You can join us in the Satanism Today chat room. Links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net. Whole lot of controversy surrounding Barack Obama. Jesse Jackson, I should say, commenting about Barack Obama, saying that he wanted to cut Barack's nuts off live on Fox News. And apparently, of course, Fox said that there was additional audio that they, at the time, chose not to release of Reverend Jackson using the dreaded N-word.
I don't know whether you've been watching television last...
Pause that. Anyway. Talked a little bit about this on the other program, Hate Speech Radio. What bothers me is abject hypocrisy. Complete and total hypocrisy. In the sense that, Jesse Jackson was the first person to jump on the Fire Don Imus bandwagon. And yes, I do take that personally because Don Imus was a very big influence on me growing up and one of the reasons I got into radio. He was the first to jump on the fire Don Imus thing for the nappy-headed hose comment. And however, it's totally okay. Totally okay for Reverend Jackson to use the word nigger. Totally okay. Watch me. Oh, Al Sharpton as well. Oh, of course, Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton jumps on every bandwagon. Jesse Jackson too. Al Sharpton's another favorite of mine. Piece of garbage. I don't like the hypocrisy expressed by Jesse Jackson. I also don't like hypocrisy being displayed, especially by comedians. Now take a listen to this.
Snyder this morning, but new footage was leaked that apparently shows Jesse Jackson using the N-word. Fox News says the tape was leaked. They didn't have anything to do with it. So I ask you, is any of this a surprise?
Well, you know what I think the hypocrisy is coming out is because Jesse was the main proponent of saying, you know, he didn't want the rappers using it and take it out. And I thought, and we're talking about, I thought it would have been a funeral or something.
I don't think
Jesse came to the funeral where they buried the N-word.
Did that come after? It was Michael Richards went after his rage using the N-word.
Yeah.
He called for a boycott of all the Seinfeld DVDs and episodes and told people to take it off their, you know, DVR and repeat. No, it was also Jesse was part of that as well.
Yeah, but he wasn't talking about using the word privately. He was talking about using it publicly.
Did you ever see Crash? Did you guys see Crash, the movie?
Yeah. No.
So I don't think there's an ounce of difference, and sometimes I think it's almost worse to use it privately than publicly.
No, that's not true.
No, I'm saying, are they equally as bad if I say it to someone in the privacy of my household? That's still bad. It's not a word that should be used. I think it's...
Can't use that word. Because
okay,
I use it.
Right, first off, Elizabeth Hasselbeck annoys the shit out of me. Joel Galson in the chat room. God, make these yentas shut the fuck up. But what you're about to hear is Whoopi Goldberg justify her own personal use of the word nigger, all the while crucifying anyone who's not black for using it in just about any context. Listen to this.
How is it? So you're telling me I can't use
it's
it?
It's not
but
the
you
same
can,
as when I use it. It's because
that's what I want to ask.
When you're funny or when you're not funny or all the time?
There's no difference when I'm being funny.
Because I don't understand. Can I just ask the question?
I would never use it to begin with, but yes.
Then why are you arguing?
Okay. I'm saying why is it?
Can I just ask a question? Is it, and what you're saying, is it okay for black comics primarily, like yourself, when you do an act and so forth, is it okay then to use it as it is still done and not okay for white people? Is that the case?
Yeah, I have no problem with them using it. It's something that means something way different to me than it does to you. I grew up with my family using it. It for me.
All right, that's not Whoopi Goldberg talking, but Whoopi will talk later. But I forget this other fat broad's name. But she's another hypocrite. Stating that she doesn't care if anybody uses the word, she'll be the first one to throw somebody under the bus that's white, Hispanic, Oriental, whatever, for using the word nigger. She will be the first one to throw someone on the bus for it.
I can use it as a term of endearment.
But if I used it,
I don't want to hear it come out of your mouth.
I just think here's like, how do you? Okay, so wait a minute. Let's think about this. Here's how I think things can be simplified. Sometimes, how do you teach children? Okay, we should be acting. We're trying to teach our kids certain things in this world. No. So then, are we acting out on what we're actually preaching them? Am I supposed to tell Grace, Grace? Okay, here are some words you can use. Here are some words you cannot. And then, but your friend over there can use it
the
because
the little kid is not going to walk up to Grace and say. It's not going to happen. So, but wait. But I understand your example. I understand your example. But Elizabeth, as I said at the beginning when we first talked about this word, this is a word that has meaning when you give it meaning. Mm-hmm. I have never gone to. I don't know any. there are about. You can try it, just like you can talk about. Listen to me. Just like you can talk about comical Italian people if you were a comic.
I'm happy to.
And yeah, so you could say all kinds of stuff. You could say the stuff that your mom and dad would say in the privacy of their home and not outside. That's just the way that it works.
And what about teaching?
Okay, there it is. There's the bullshit double standard. There's the double standard right there. We can make fun of ourselves. You can't make fun of us. That's where Whoopi Goldberg draws the line. And I get the distinct impression that's where a lot of black folk draw the line with the word nigger. They can use it as a term of endearment to make fun of themselves. But the minute anyone else uses it, it's racist. It's horrible. You should be, crucified. Lose your job. Be forced to go on a massive apology tour, and what have you. Complete and utter hypocrisy. Absolutely, completely hypocritical on the part of anyone that feels that way. You're a hypocrite, and you really just have no real argument to support your point. You argue things like, it creates, feelings of ill intent. It's a word that has meaning when you give it meaning. Okay, so fine. Why can't people of other races give it the meaning that you give it? Oh, well, you can't do that. Well, why not? Because you're not of our race. Well, how are you able to do it? What does your race have to do with it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You can't sit there and justify to me in any way, shape, or form that language can have its market cornered by a certain segment of society. There is nothing you can say to me to justify that argument. There are, of course, certain societal mores, certain points where certain types of conversation is appropriate in certain settings. Again, has nothing to do with race. There are certain times when certain dialects are appropriate. Certain accents are appropriate, and other times when they're not. Having the ability to know the difference is being a master of lesser magic. But don't sit there and tell me that certain segments of society have the right to use certain words and other segments of society don't. It's disgusting, it's hypocritical, and it simply shows lack of intelligence on the part of anyone that feels that way. It's political correctness run rampant. We can do this, you can't. It's a double standard. It's garbage. And so is anyone that thinks that way. To be perfectly honest. It shows you, again, one of the reasons I'm such an advocate of free speech is that free speech, to steal a line from D.L. Hughley, free speech is a zero-sum proposition. It shows you where the assholes are. It lets you learn who's an asshole, who's not. If you're in a room full of people and they're talking about how, black people are ruining the country and whites should return to power, and you're offended by that, guess what? These people just tip their hand, and now you don't have to spend time with them. How great is that? How great is that? These people let me know that they were assholes. Just by them being allowed to say whatever it is that came into their minds. Fantastic. I'm pleased. I know that they're an asshole. I'm not going to spend time with them. Maybe you agree with that philosophy. And now you found a group of people that you can commiserate with. Equally as good, if that's what you're into. But to sit there and state that there should be restrictions put and that certain people can use certain words at certain times and other people can't use certain words, it's the beginning of fascism, folks. It's the complete and total beginning of fascism. The fact that entertainers, people who utilize language for a living, have expressed these views, disgusts me on a level that I can't even express to you in words. I am repulsed and horrified at people like Whoopi Goldberg, people like this other friggin', I don't even know what her name is, the other fat black chick on The View. Elizabeth Hasselbeck. They're all unintelligent boobs. All of them. Unintelligent boobs. And oddly enough, again, to further show Whoopi Goldberg's hypocrisy, anyone remember when, and this has been, made public in an incident. This had to be had to be 10 years ago when she was dating Ted Danson and they were roasting Whoopi Goldberg at the Friars Club. Ted Danson comes out in blackface and people went to crucify Ted Danson for coming out at the Friars Club in blackface. Whoopi Goldberg was the first one to defend him. Why? Because it was her boyfriend. So apparently the courtesy is extended to black people and their white significant others. Jesus Christ. So apparently, if you're black, or if you're dating a black person, you can use derogatory black terms and mannerisms, and it's all okay. All okay. But if you're not, look out. Because Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Whoopi Goldberg, they're all coming after you. And they've got something more powerful than guns, clubs, knives to assault you with. They have the culture of hurt feelings supporting them 100% and pushing this country and this world further and further into the depths and the mire of politically correct bullshit. It's disgusting. And unfortunately, it's where we continue to go. Common sense goes away. Political correctness becomes the new norm. And soon, you just can't say anything about anything to anybody because somebody, somewhere will be horribly, horribly offended. And with that, bring this edition of Satanism Today to a close. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with me today, listening, enjoying the show. Hope you had as much fun as I did bringing it to you. So I'm sitting here stalling to get the music on. There we go. If you've enjoyed this program and you want to learn a little bit more about this kooky little thing we call Satanism, you can log on to the Church of Satan's website, www.churchofsatan.com, or run on down to your local bookstore, pick up a copy of the Satanic Bible by Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey, available in fine Avon paperback. While you're there, get yourself a copy of the Satanic Scriptures by our current high priest, Peter H. Gilmore, a fine extension of the philosophy of Satanism, if I do say so myself. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. Special thanks to Evening Eclipse Candles for making the studio smell all purdy. Go to eveningeclipse.com. A couple of quick plugs for some friends of mine. Tune in tomorrow to Marconi's Regret, featuring my good friends Jake Link, Just Christine, and last but certainly not least, the lovely, talented, vivaciously beautiful Heather Height. Tomorrow night, Rockin' the World Radio, www.rockintheworldradio.com, 7:30 p.m. That's going to do it for tonight. Satanism Today is copywritten 2008 by Harris Media, owned sole proprietorship by me, Dave Harris. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized rebroadcast of this particular piece of audio is strictly prohibited, ill-advised, and could be hazardous to your health. Good night.